بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancer's tumor, Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
The dawns of the month of Ramadan should not be missed. The annual Ramadan Quranic meeting, April 30th, 2019. One of the requirements for reciting the Holy Quran is that when you want to recite a Quranic ayah, you should definitely stress those parts that you would stress if you wanted to convey a message under normal circumstances. If we want to make a comparison, we can refer to the panegyrists who recite Persian poems. As you can see, they recite those words and those sentences that they want to convey in a way that is recorded in the mind of the audience. This is what we do in everyday conversations as well. When you engage in a normal conversation, you stress those words which carry a special meaning and purpose for you. You should recite the Holy Quran like this. You should stress specific words. You should recite Quranic sentences in a way that their messages and meanings are instilled into the minds of the audience.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Good words and sentences should be accompanied by good recitation. Sometimes it is necessary to repeat a sentence in order to instill it in the minds of the audience. So, you should sometimes repeat it. A few years ago, I may have criticized those who repeated Quranic ayahs too much. Now, I want to say that repetition is sometimes necessary and vital. With one reading, the message is not conveyed. Therefore, it should be repeated two, three times. Sometimes you should repeat two, three ayahs together. I do not mean that this should be done to excess. I have seen that some Egyptian qura do this to excess. This has a negative effect. So, I do not mean that it should be done to excess. If you repeat something 8, 10 times, this is not ideal. It may be common in Arabic singing, but it is not ideal in reciting the Holy Quran. However, repetition, until the message is instilled in the mind of the audience, is necessary. Sometimes, one feels that a reciter recites the Holy Quran as if he were taking a book in his hands and reading it word by word. This is not good, and it does not fulfill the purpose.
Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done.